Chapter 20. Emma. After spending a morning in meetings, I'm packing up my computer to leave the office. I've been working extra hours on this museum project for a month now, mostly early in the morning and on weekends, and I'm starting to feel the effects.
Working at your boyfriend's this afternoon?
Jason leans against the side of my cubicle door. He's not my boyfriend. I glance at the nearby cubicles. But everyone is either working from home or off at lunch. Good. I don't need anyone hearing this conversation. That's how rumors get started.
Keep telling yourself that.
Jason shakes his head and chuckles. Isn't that something that has to be discussed and agreed to? I open a folder to see if I'm going to need the schematic inside, and then tuck it into my backpack just in case.
One would think. Of course, one would also think only a boyfriend would let you work at his house every afternoon.
It's not every afternoon. His eyebrows fly up.
Want me to pull up the code depository change logs? It tracks IP addresses, you know.
I narrow my eyes at him. Yes, but you only see them if you deliberately pull the information. He holds his hands up.
Well, just doing my best friend duties.
Oh, really? I sling the backpack onto my shoulder. Which duty is that?
The one that makes sure your morning code checkout isn't also happening at his house.
Heat tinges my ears, even as I know he's right. If the tables were turned, I'd be checking on him to make sure he hadn't been caught up in the moment, too. Yeah, no, that's, I wave a hand in the air. We haven't even kissed yet. Instead of looking relieved, he frowns as he runs a hand over his short, dark beard.
You're not collecting another male best friend, are you?
Trust my best friend to zero in on the concern I won't admit to myself. I worry about that, you know. Except this time it would be worse, because I definitely do not think of him as just a friend. Jason looks around and sighs.
Let's take this to my office.
Once the door closes behind me, I drop my bag in one chair while I flop into the other. Jason moves behind his desk but leans against the window instead of taking his own seat.
All right, lay it on me.
I feel sorry for girls who have to break down a date's play-by-play with just other girls. A male perspective is certainly helpful. This conversation feels bigger than our previous relationship dissections, though. More important. Working at his house in the afternoons just sort of happened. We'd be texting during lunch, and he'd say I should just work from his place, so we could both get something done besides talking on the phone.
Because rationalizing what we want is a natural human thing. Carry on.
Well, you'll be happy to know that we no longer pretend it's for the museum project. I just check to see if it's a good day and then go over.
Do you have a desk there yet?
Sort of. I sit on the floor and use his couch. His eyebrows pull together.
Because you'd rather sit on the floor than have a door in between you.
There's a very soft, fluffy rug that had not been there until 4 days ago, but I'm not going to mention that part. Or should I? It does seem an important indication of whether or not I'm tripping my way down to the friend zone. Would you buy me a rug if I worked at your place?
He bought you the rug?
Well, he didn't actually say as much. I also didn't ask. But it wasn't there before.
And when do you go home?
Usually around 9. He frowns and leans down to nudge his mouse and wake up his computer. After logging on, he makes a few clicks before pointing at the screen.
You've been logging off almost religiously at 5:15.
Because that's when Carter comes up from the studio every day. Yep.
So those 4 hours are spent...
Dinner. Then we've been watching this documentary series about animals. Jason watches me, obviously thinking. He and I have hung out in each other's homes. We've shared dinner. We've played video games and watched TV. Oh my gosh. I'm being friend-zoned. I cover my face with my hands and peek between my fingers. I do not want to just be Carter's friend.
Not necessarily.
Jason drops into his chair and leans back so he can look at the ceiling.
Where do you sit?
When?
During the documentary, where do you sit?
On the couch?
Like we do? Do you burrito yourself in a blanket and stab your feet into his stomach?
I open my fingers wider so I can glare at him. He doesn't notice because he's still staring at the ceiling. So I give up and drop my head back so I too can stare at the ceiling. He's got the right idea. This does make the conversation easier. No, I don't stick my feet in his stomach. We snuggle.
Snuggle?
Yeah, I sort of curl up on the couch and he puts his arm around me and we snuggle.
You kiss yet?
No.
You think about it?
Sometimes.
Catch him thinking about it?
What? My head pops up and I look at Jason like he's crazy because he is. How on earth would I know that?
Never mind.
Jason shifts to a normal sitting position, though in a slower motion that I just used.
I think it's safe to say he likes you.
I can't stop the smile. You think? He nods.
I think. Just be careful. I know it seems like this is going slow, but it's not.
He's only held my hand twice. I swallow. But he has started giving me a quick hug when I leave.
If you're measuring the depth of a relationship by the physical stuff, you need to reevaluate. Locking lips is serious, but it's nothing to locking up emotions. Y'all talk?
Of course.
About what?
I shrug. I don't know. Work, food, what we learned in the sermon. We pause the documentary to talk about that sometimes. He picks up a pen and starts twirling it between his fingers.
Okay, here's the deal. He's your boyfriend. You're exclusive, together, committed, whatever the kids are calling it these days.
I roll my eyes. He's actually 2 years older than you.
Which is why he should know to have already taken care of making things official, but men in love can be stupid and blind.
I almost choke on my tongue. I thought we were talking about the B and G words. No one said anything about the L word. Jason rolls on as if he hasn't just dropped a landmine into my considerations.
So, what you need to do is inform him that the relationship status has changed. If he doesn't agree, get out of there.
My mouth gapes open and I'm pretty sure I look like a drowning fish. But Jason just grabs his mouse and starts clicking on things. He lifts his hand to point toward the door.
Now, get out. My capacity for emotional conversation has more than overflowed.
Because I can't think of anything to say anyway, I collect my bag and move to my car. I eat lunch on my way to Carter's house and try to box up everything Jason said so I can think about it later. Much later. Carter meets me at the door and greets me with a short hug and a kiss to the top of my head. Has he been doing that and I missed it? Because it goes so fast and feels so natural? Or is that new? I remove my shoes and slide on my green Crocs. I never know where they are when I go to leave in the evenings. Just like in my own home, I kick them off sometime in the afternoon. Yet every time I arrive, they're tucked under the bench, waiting on me. Should I read into that, or is Carter just being a neat freak? The man does alphabetize his spices. Before I get to work, I send Amy a get-to-know-you question of the day along with my answer. I've been doing it every day since dinner at Mother's house. Sometimes she answers, sometimes she doesn't. I spread out on the couch like I normally do, but I get minimal work done. Jason was decisive in his opinion that I should tell Carter we're official, but I don't know if I can. At least, not tonight. I need to know how I feel about it all first, right? Carter comes upstairs at 5:15, sleeves rolled up, leaving his forearms on display, complete with the dark metal watch he wears on one wrist. It has to mean something if I find even his forearms attractive, right? We cook dinner together, which means he does most of the work, and we pretend I'm contributing by shoving things into the oven. He's some sort of master with quick, healthy meals, and my body is going to revolt if this all falls apart and I have to return to a steady diet of frozen pizza and air-fried chicken nuggets.
We finished season one of that documentary last night.
I'm filling the dishwasher when he says this, so I can't see his face. Is he hinting I should leave? Asking if I want to start season two? Maybe I can convince Jason to step into the dad role. He can call Carter and ask what his intentions are, and I won't have to be the one to start the conversation that might end with me bawling my eyes out so hard I have to pull over as I drive home. I clear my throat. Yeah? I'm a chicken.
So I was thinking we might do something else tonight.
Okay. Not sending me home, but he doesn't sound very confident about this either. I turn, wiping my hands on a kitchen towel. Like what? He looks embarrassed.
I got a new puzzle.
I have to stop for a moment and process this idea, because it's not the direction I would have gone even if I'd been guessing for the next 3 hours. A puzzle. You do puzzles? He shrugs.
We don't have to, I just thought.
Yes. I nod my head vigorously. I do not remember the last time I did a puzzle, but clearly Carter very much wants to do one, so I'm all in. Oh my, talk about dangerously invested emotions. I kick the dishwasher closed and move toward the dining table. His chairs aren't comfortable for longer than the 30 minutes or so we sit in them to eat dinner, but I can't think where else we'd put a puzzle. Carter looks like a kid as he pulls a box from a cabinet and grabs a knife to break the seals around the edges. This really is a brand new puzzle. He's quiet for the first several minutes as we sort pieces into piles and attempt to find all the edge pieces. Despite the fact that we're doing something he clearly enjoys, his mood seems to grow darker as we work. If I don't find a way to break it, he's going to end up under the table pouting. Anything interesting happen at work today? It's my best guess, since I think he'd have already told me if something was wrong with his parents or grandparents. He grunts. Guess I'm on the right track. You had a call scheduled with your agent, right? He sighs.
Yeah, they put out my pieces from the last few months last week. I send them up as I finish them, but I trust him to know when it's time to put them out.
I nod. Is it going well?
A few have already sold. One for more than I thought it would.
That's good, right? I don't know much about art, but I do grasp the basics of business. Getting more money for something is a good thing. Again, he sighs.
I mean, yeah, but...
But what? I link the final section of the top edge in place and fold my arms on top of the table so I can give him my full attention. I need to read him like a girl right now, because there's something he isn't saying, and I'm going to have to find it myself. Unfortunately, this is part of being a stereotypical girl I've never been very good at. People who mean what they say and say what they mean are much more my speed. He sits back in his chair.
An art critic wrote up a review in the Times.
Well, that would be a big deal. He isn't happy about it, though, so I'm guessing it's not good. That or everything got misinterpreted, and Carter's artistic sensibilities are bruised. Probably the former, based on his attempt to get me to appreciate art. I lick my lips. What did he say?
That my skill with brushes and paints is evident, and I could give a masterclass on mixing glazes.
I am now thoroughly confused. That sounds good? He looks over at me and gives me a small smile before slowly shaking his head. I brace myself for him to say the things I've always heard. You don't understand. How can you think that's good? Can't you see the obvious flaw? I suppose some people can simply enjoy without thinking.
It's not what he said, it's what he didn't say.
It's like walking down the stairs and expecting one more tread only to come up short because you've made it to solid flooring. He's just going to explain it? What didn't he say?
He didn't say he liked it.
You're the one who told me all pieces aren't for all people. His eyebrow quirks as if congratulating me for remembering.
He also didn't say he hated it.
Ah, I think back to our many art appreciation discussions. No emotion is bad. He nods.
He said I was skating by on my name, that my work was technically sound but lacking in impact. If I'd created things like this 10 years ago, I'd still be illustrating books.
That seems really personal and harsh for an art critique. I pull out my phone and search for the article. It takes 3 different search phrasings, but I finally find it. It's not long, so I take the time to read the whole thing twice. Carter, he didn't say any of those things. I mean, the part about skill and glazes, yes, but not the rest of it. I mean, he's pretty complimentary. Says he expects they'll all sell quickly.
Because they're Carter Anderson paintings.
And Carter Anderson is an amazing artist. I take a deep breath. Having the tough relationship conversation may be past my capabilities, but I can do the girlfriend thing and have the tough love life conversation. I think you may be projecting your own insecurities a bit. He seems to think about this and then groans.
Ugh, I don't know. Maybe.
That's an artist thing, right? The concern that you won't live up to your past self? Amy's mentioned something like that a time or two.
Yeah, it is.
He sits up and pushes a few puzzle pieces around.
The thing is, I really do think he's saying some of that between the lines. Because those paintings aren't as good as my old ones. It's been a tough couple of years.
Is it going better now? He looks at me a long time before nodding.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
He pushes a piece aside.
You know what? I have not taken you out on a date in, what, 2 weeks?
I look at his couch. He didn't consider those dates. I certainly did. I mean, not like a go out to a restaurant date or something, but I like...
Tomorrow night. Let's go downtown. I know a great restaurant. There's a club attached if we feel like nightlife.
I never thought I would be glad for an excuse to tell Carter no, but I am so glad I have plans tomorrow. I can't. It's game night.
Game night?
Yeah, I host it at my place every few weeks. Jason, Trina, and a couple other friends come over. We eat pizza and play games. I shrug. It's fun. I can't tell what he's thinking as he considers me for a long time. Finally, he picks up a puzzle piece and says,
Oh.
He needs to get out of the house. He needs to meet my friends. I need to stop trying to live life in all its separate boxes. I take a deep breath and knock down a wall. Would you like to come join us?